The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Chayus HaZoves Shah Bitochen, the fourth condition that is necessary to rely on somebody. The fact that he knows exactly what you need. We are continuing with Chayvus HaZoves this week, and we're continuing with the conditions that one has to have in order to really, truly, full-heartedly rely on them. So, till now, we learned the first three. The fact that Hashem has unlimited love for us. The fact that Hashem has Hashgacha Pratis, he's aware of what's going on with us. And the third thing we had was that Hashem has the power to care for us. So when somebody has these three things, it is very reliable because he wants to help you, and he sees what's happening with you, and he also has the ability to help you. The fourth one is adding to this, which is that he really knows what is good for you. In other words, you could have somebody that loves you very much and is always with you, and cares about you, but you could ask him for all kind of things, and he could give you everything that you ask for, but it may not be something that's good for you. You know, the classic thing, a child very, very much wants candies. So, the parent, well, he wants it very much, I'll give him the candies constantly. So that's what he will do, but it's not always good for him, especially if he has some condition that that is dangerous. If he has diabetes or something like that, to give him candies, dangerous life. And the truth is, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're constantly asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all kind of things, and we're always expecting that Hashem should give us exactly what we're asking for. Some people, even when they don't get what they're asking for, they get turned down, turned off, or whatever. Why isn't that Shekosh Bob listening to me? They always have that why question. But the truth is, Hashem knows what's good for us better than we know what's good for us. And the reason why he knows what's good for us is because he's the one who created us. Even a parent, as much as a parent could think they know what's good for the child, they may not always be right, because they don't have a complete knowledge, not of the physical state of the child, not of the emotional state, not of the mental state of the child. You know, they know better than other people, but they don't 100%. Hashem knows exactly what is good for us on every level, on physical level. He put our bodies together, knows exactly what the body needs and what it doesn't need, what's good for the body, what's not good for the body. On an emotional level also, he created us with our emotions. And come on the spiritual level, he's the one who set up the Torah and Mitzvahs. So he only knows exactly.
Kol HaLashon.
Exactly what's good for us. Per se, I think it was the Chidah. But it's not, it was already, you see, in Chazal, such a Nusach. At the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, he'd ask all the things from Hashem, and then he'd say, Hatoiz Beinecha Asei. I have a mitzvah to request from Hashem things that I think I am lacking. But together with that, I'm doing it wholeheartedly with the recognition that I may not get an answer yes. And the various reasons why Hashem doesn't always give us the yes answer. But one of the reasons is this. He knows better what's good for us than we ourselves think. We had a Jew, a wonderful person in our Kehila, Mr. Shmuel Stimler, Zechayim Levrochem, a wonderful person. He went through the Holocaust. He wasn't in the work camp, in the concentration camps, but he was also constantly running away from the Nazis, and at one point in time was in some type of work camp. And I remember him saying over that just one day, they came and they said, all the able-bodied, all the strong people, all the strong-bodied people, they're going to make a selection for these people, and they're going to get them better conditions because they need, in another camp, people that are stronger than the ones in this camp. And those people will go there. And I remember him saying that, I tried so hard to be part of that group. I tried to show them, even though he's a little short, that I'm still strong. I can pick up heavy things, and I'm in good health. And no matter what he did, they didn't accept him. And he felt so bad. You know, why couldn't I be saved over here? And then, unfortunate for him, they found out a little bit later that all those able-bodied people were taken and they were killed on the spot. So sometimes a person thinks that, oh, this is exactly what I need. This is going to make my life better. And in this situation, he saved himself from death. There's so many other situations in life that we think, if I'd only have this and if I only have that, everything would be right. And it's not true. Hashem knows what's good for us. Once again, it's a mitzvah to be mispar for something that we think we need, but not put our hopes or mind frame set on the fact that this is what's going to bring me what I need in life. It's not true. Hashem will bring me what I need in life. And if I don't get it, it's a sign in the Shema that I don't need it at this point in my life. Maybe later, yes. And everything has its nesiyonos, everything has its hardships. There's so many things people are doubting for that they don't even know if it really will be good or bad. So this is the thing. We realize that Hashem has the seichel. We understand that Hashem knows what's really good for us. Because like we're saying, it's not just we believe it. We know it because as much as you believe that Hashem created mankind, so obviously he knows exactly the nature of the mankind and what's good for him and what's bad for him. And he knows us also, and he has a shkocha process over us. So if we have a basic acceptance of the fact that Hashem created the world and the Pesachim said Hashem gave us the Torah, which we all believe in, that should not remain just as an intellectual thing. I know that. We have to now transform that into a way of realizing that can only make sense. If Hashem is the one who created me, obviously he knows what's good for me. And therefore, Hashem's decisions of what's good for me and what's not good for me are ones that we can fully rely upon. Because he really knows it. It's not that maybe he's overlooking something. He's not overlooking it, and he does know what's good for us. And if anything, we don't know. Yeah, we should have a wonderful week thinking about this idea, how much Hashem really knows what's good for me. And Naylor, using that as a way of approaching everything in a positive fashion and have that feeling of I could really rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.